Hello and welcome to the Helix Reviews podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview. And today on the show, I'm talking about the end of the effing world, season 1 and 2. But I'm going to be specifically focusing on 2 because season 2 just came out. It actually just came out today. I got home from work, I binged the whole thing, 8 episodes, 20 minutes apiece, and now it's about 11 o'clock, and I'm gonna try to record and get this thing out to you by today. So this will probably be the quickest turnaround I'll ever have had for definitely a TV show reviewing on here, but one of the quickest turnarounds from release to a review for me here. But anyway, forget about that. This show I really enjoyed. So the first season of this show came out, I want to say it was 2 years ago. I don't think it was last year. I want to say it was the year before that when it came out. And it's about two teenagers, James and Alyssa, that both decide for various reasons. They're, teenagers, angsty, depressed, and all this kind of teenager-y stuff. Not that all that is specifically only something teenagers have, but anyway, you know what I'm saying. They're angry young teenagers, and James actually kind of thinks he's a psychopath, and then they decide to go on a road trip together, and lots of crazy, terrible, dark stuff happens after that. And I don't want to get into it too much, but what this show is, as far as like some of the plot stuff goes, just because I don't want to spoil it. I think as things unfold and just seeing all this happen is really kind of the joy of the show in some ways. This show is based on a comic book, by the way. I have read the comic book. I suppose I should dive into that a little bit. I read the comic book. It's like a short comic book. It pretty much covers what the first season covered, and then the second season is new stories going beyond what was in the comic book. I gotta say, I didn't particularly care for the comic book. I thought it was okay. I thought there was kernels of good ideas in there, and I think there was some things there that I thought was cool that I just think it all could have been better. I mean, artistically, like the art style of it and everything, it's the person who drew it was not really that good of an artist. And I mean, it seems very clear to me that it's like, this is like very kind of amateurish artwork, but also that was kind of stylistically what they were going for, just because it's kind of a I don't care or kind of ambivalent attitude from the characters, and that kind of comes through in the artwork too, which is actually kind of an interesting parallel there. But overall, the comic, I never really got that engaged. I think there was, the kind of the kernel of a great idea, the kernel of a great story there, but for me, it didn't really ever meet that. You know, it never really got up to what I thought it could have been. And then, you know, watching the show, this is what I think the comic book could have been, but really just wasn't for me. This show is fantastic. I really, really have enjoyed these first two seasons. What this series is it's a dark comedy drama kind of series. It's like 20-minute episodes. I know first when I started watching it, I was kind of expecting a little bit more of like a sitcom kind of thing, maybe. Like a dark comedy sitcom is kind of what I was expecting. I didn't read the comic book till after I watched the first season. In between watching the first season and the second season is when I read the comic book or graphic novel or whatever you want to call it. So going into the series, I wasn't really sure what it was going to be beyond the trailers. And I just kind of expected like maybe a road trip comedy, dark comedy kind of thing. But really, they bring so much more emotion, so much more depth and stuff into this than I was expecting. I really did get attached to these two characters here as their, you know, young love, falling in love, and then going out on this journey. And it's all weird. It's awkward. It's the most awkward humor at points that is just so hilarious, but it's also extremely dark. It gets so, so dark at certain points in the movie. And I think they really do a good job at toning the line between some really dark comedy, but then also kind of dealing with some of this darkness in a very serious and more dramatic kind of way. That kind of really impressed me with this series, that balance that they kept through both these seasons of some really, really hilarious stuff. Some really hilarious dark humor and just some really hilarious just kind of humor in general mixed in with some of this very serious things that happen, some very serious drama that is going on here, and these characters that, you know, they're young, they're trying to figure out who they are, and then they're, you know, kind of falling in love with each other, and that whole relationship and dynamic, it's just, it's so well done, it's so engaging, and man, I was so on board throughout the entire first season and second season here. But the first season is a lot funner, I think, than the second season, and the reason for that is the first season is the road trip story. You know, it's them going on an adventure, and that's kind of what it feels like. It's these two oddball, offbeat, kind of weird characters going on an adventure. And the second season is them dealing with the ramifications of what happened and what they did on that adventure. And so, therefore, the second season is actually quite a bit more serious, and I'm not going to say it's darker, because the first season was very dark, but it's a lot more serious, you know, because now suddenly they have to deal with some very serious and very kind of major things that happened in the first season, whereas if they ended where the comic book ended, they didn't necessarily have to deal with that too much in the comic book. And for the comic book, for what they were going for, I think that ending worked for the comic book. Watching the end of the first season, I was like, this can't be the end. You can't end here. And thankfully, they didn't end there. There's another season to deal with some of these major overarching threads that were coming out of the first season. And I think the way they dealt with them, for the most part, was really well done and really, again, really engaging. These two characters are really the ones that carry you through these two seasons. And there's some other random side characters, pretty much all of which are good. There's some characters in there, especially in the first season, that I kind of annoyed me. I didn't really like. But then we kind of got past some of those characters, and then all the new characters and everything in season two, I just thought were great, were fantastic. The two lead actors here, we got Alex Lawther as James. Now, I recognize him from one of the episodes of Black Mirror. He was in that. It seems like I've seen him in something else. I don't really quite remember. And scrolling through his IMDb here a little bit, I am not really seeing anything that I remember. But I do definitely remember him from his episode in Black Mirror. He's fantastic. Man, he's the one that thinks he's a psychopath. Seeing him, like, trying to work through the situation, like he's having way less, you know, emotions towards things than he thinks he should be having, and so he's like, okay, you know, I'm not feeling anything, I just don't care, like some big or with major things will happen, and he's just like, I just don't care, you know, I must be a psychopath, so what does this mean for me? So does this mean I should, like, you know, become the typical psychopath and go start murdering people, or what does this mean? What should I do, you know, with this supposed information that he's now discovered? Interesting stuff there, and he just does a fantastic job as this character. Then you have Jessica Barden, who plays Alyssa, also absolutely fantastic. A character that is full of kind of pain and full of kind of hate too, but the way she'll cut off herself from pretty much anybody and anything in order to stop from feeling that pain. And then, you know, she meets up with this person that you know, supposedly doesn't seem to be feeling any pain and is very kind of stoic, wooden kind of character. Not that the character's not interesting, you know, wooden in that sense, but you know what I'm saying. And then they kind of make a connection, and they're like, you know what, all right, let's just leave our entire life behind, leave all this mess and pain that we see and have in our lives here, because some really terrible, serious, you know, stuff has happened already before the series begins, you know, and then, you know, they want to leave that all behind. That's what begins the road trip and ultimately begins these two characters' connection and story moving forward. These two actors doing this are just fantastic. They're fantastic together. They have great chemistry together, and but even when they're apart and they're doing different things, they're both very compelling characters, and they both, you know, whenever they're there, I'm invested, and I want to see what's going on. I want to see what happens next, and it's the kind of thing, even though everything is kind of screwed up around this, the way they build this show up, you want these two characters to get together. You know, it's a romantic dark comedy, I guess, and you want these two characters to get together. And so that's, you're kind of rooting for them to get together, even though, you know, from an outside perspective, you're looking at that and you're looking at this and you're going, okay, you know, this whole kind of, they kind of are pulling like a Bonnie and Clyde thing where they're on the run from everybody and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, I mean, this can't last, right? This can't work. But you're still kind of rooting for them throughout these seasons. Now, these characters also have inner monologues, which, you know what, sometimes when I see inner monologues in movies or in shows or stuff, it's like, okay, maybe we could back off on the inner monologue a little bit here. And that's what I was thinking when I started this series. It's like, all right, maybe we can back off on the inner monologue a little bit, you know, because, you know, even like good movies and stuff, like Goodfellas or something has a lot of monologuing in that movie. It's like, I think maybe they could have toned that down a little bit. In this show, though, honestly, I really liked it. At first, when I was watching the show, I'm like, okay, maybe we can... I don't know that I'm feeling this whole monologuing thing all the time. But ultimately, the way they do it, I really ultimately enjoy it. Because then it's basically just their thoughts. Instead of... You know, Goodfellas, he's kind of telling you, he tells you his thoughts and he tells you some of, you know, what he's feeling or thinking or whatever. But a lot of it is also saying, you know, and then this is what I decided to do next, or this is what I did. That's not really what's going on here. What's going on here is literally just kind of their thoughts. And so, you know, they'll both be talking to each other and then you'll kind of hear his thoughts, and he thinks one thing, and she thinks something that's like the complete opposite, or something, you know, something funny, or just something where it's like, oh, okay, now you can better see where these two characters are on totally separate pages, or on the same page in certain, you know, different respects. And it's like, it actually worked for me better than I was expecting it to when I first started watching the series. And Ultimately, I kind of think it's a strength of this series when I was expecting it to be a weakness. Speaking of weaknesses, David, what's the weaknesses of the show? I guess that's you. All right. Some of the things I liked less about the show, I guess, here. It can get very, very crude. It can get very vulgar. So if you're sensitive to that, definitely beware. There's like a lot of harsh language and things like that. It's the kind of thing where at a few points it's like, okay, maybe you went a little bit overboard here and there. But for the most part, it was something that didn't bother me too much. And I mean, honestly, it's kind of the style of the show that it needs to be kind of this crude and crass to make it the kind of show that it is, I guess. I mean, yes, they could have toned it down. They could have done less with some of that. But then I guess these characters would have to be a little different than who they are. And I think the way these characters were written and the way these characters were portrayed by these actors and stuff are really well done and really good. And so, you know what, if that means there's going to be some crudeness in here, if that means there's going to be, you know, a little more vulgar, I'm okay with that as long as it doesn't feel in excess. It doesn't feel like it's just exploitative in its just vulgarity or crudeness, you know, which sometimes you'll see a movie or something where it's just like, you know, okay, just to, Seth Rogen movies, a lot of times they're just pushing the boundaries and stuff in ways that it's like, yeah, you know, crude, vulgar, and is that part of that character? Sure, maybe, but it's also pushing it just for the sake of pushing it for a laugh or for whatever, you know. And it doesn't feel like, even though the show is crude, it's vulgar and stuff like that, it doesn't feel like it's pushing it over so much, you know, just for the sake of it. It does feel like it has a purpose. But if you are sensitive to that kind of material or something, maybe this isn't a show that you might want to check out. Thematically, this show really kind of seems to be about pain, about loss, and just, I guess, just kind of how you should or shouldn't be dealing with pain in your life, because both of these characters are coming from places of pain. That's why they run away together. They're both coming from a place of pain. They want to get away from the pain that is in their life currently, where, you know, in their home or in their school and all this kind of stuff. You know, they want to get away from all that, and so they're running away. We see lots of examples of the wrong way of running away from pain. But those are always, they're always viewed as the wrong way of running for pain. Even when you're rooting for them, oh, get away, or oh, get together, or whatever, they're always viewed as the wrong way of pain. Yeah, or the wrong way of dealing with the pain that happens in your life, right? Kind of like if you've ever seen Breaking Bad, you know, he's always making crystal meth, and he's always doing all this kind of stuff, and you know, Bryan Cranston's character is just so terrible, but I don't think that was ever looked on as a good or positive thing in that show. Even though you're rooting for him and all this kind of stuff, in some ways you're rooting for him, in some ways you're like, dude, you're just terrible. The same thing kind of here. They're doing things that are, you know, not good. But you're still rooting for them because you like these characters, you're invested in these characters, but you also can look at it, and the show itself doesn't seem to be saying, no, this is good, no, this is the right way to deal with the pain in your life. And it's kind of showing you a wrong way, and then it's showing you potential right ways as well. Now, of course, this is a godless show. There's very little, if any, talk about God, really, that I remember in the show specifically. But it's very godless. I would guess atheistic kind of show. It seems like once people are dead, they're just dead. They're just gone, and there's nothing. My impression from some of the stuff they talk about death is that there's just no afterlife. There's nothing after death. You know, that seems to be my impression from their death. So a very kind of godless show. You know, they obviously they're not going to say God can give you the strength to move on, or you know, just it, obviously there's not going to be any Bible verses quoted here about how to deal with pain in your life, or why pain is in your life, or anything like that, right? But that said, because it's focusing more on some of the, a lot of times it's focusing more on some of the negative ways to deal with the pain, I think it works just in the sense that, yes, these are the negative ways to deal with that pain, you know? And so maybe, you know, we can see more positive ways in the future or something, but also it's never going to be as, you know, as positive of a solution as it could be, because I don't think, you know, God or, you know, Jesus or the Bible or anything like that is really going to be brought into this series in any major or positive way, really, I wouldn't imagine. So all in all, I loved this. This is so much fun. It's so engaging, just great character drama, just absolutely hilarious dark comedy throughout. And by the end, I'm so invested in these characters that when things are happening, I'm like, oh, I'm on the edge of my seat. What's going to happen here? Is this person going to do this? Are they not? Oh, no. And it pulls on your heartstrings. And I just loved it. If this sounds like something that might be up your alley, I would definitely recommend it, checking it out. It's a Netflix original series. Well, it's I don't know, it might have come out first on the BBC. It's a BBC / Netflix original series, whatever that means. It may have come out on the BBC, you know, a year or two, and then it's like, oh, now it's here. I don't really know how all that works. Sometimes the whole Netflix original thing is a little confusing. But regardless, you can watch it on Netflix. The first two seasons there, streaming now. Check it out. I loved it. If this sounds like it's up your alley, check it out. It's great, man. Great character drama, great character emotion, and some absolutely hilarious dark comedy in here as well. And it's really easy to watch. It's so bingeable because it's 8 episodes a season, 20 minutes an episode. You can get through it really fast. Like I mean, you're probably, you know, if you're not gonna watch it all in one sitting like I did, you know, but you could do that, and it's just like, you know, maybe watching 2 movies in a row or something. But it's really easy to watch. It's really bingeable. It's very fun and entertaining, but at the same time, it can be very dark and very kind of deep and thoughtful at the same time, kind of towing that line, making that kind of balance there, and it just does it really, really well. And with the way season 2 ends, I don't know. It's the kind of thing they could have ended it at the end of season 1 because that's where the comic book ended. But when I saw the end of season 1, I'm like, nah, you can't end it here. Don't end it here. The way they end it with season 2, again, this could be the end. And if it was the end, storyline-wise, I could see this. I would actually be okay more with this one being the end. That said, I want to see more with these two characters. I want to see more adventures with these two characters. I want to see where they go next. You know, I want more of this because I loved it, because it's so great. So, The End of the Effing World, Season 1, Season 2, it's on Netflix. Check it out if this seems like your jam. The Helix Reviews Podcast is a proud member of the Christian Geek Central Network, a hub of all kinds of cool Christian geeky stuff from around the web, all funneled to ChristianGeekCentral.com. Check it out. Coming up next on the show, it's going to be a review of Modern Warfare, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And then after that, I will probably get to the Batman villains and Batman characters that could also have their own movie, much like Joker. I said I was going to do that before. This is the next episode. Modern Warfare is the next episode after this one. But, I mean, there's a couple other things. Terminator Dark Fate, I want to see that. There's a couple other things that, you know, is in the pipeline. But those are probably the next two episodes right there. So that's all for this time, guys. This is David Arrington of the Helix Reviews Podcast, signing out. Bye-bye, guys.